We begin the Daf and Sefer Roshana Daf Ches. Begin the Alf. Begin the Ches Masa. Begin with the Gemara. I bar Yovelis. I we do count Yovel. So Ches says Yeshtema to wonder because Maisa Gadaytach. What's the Gemara entertaining to ask when it's saying this Yovel? What do you mean Halei Metik Min and Klal? What do you mean? With the explanation of this Brayse that says that Aleph Patricia is Roshana for Yovel. What do you mean? We say that. That's Elder Rabbi Shmuel ben Ezra b'Yochum ben Berekah. Come on, the Gemara brings an Amud Beis that he holds that actually is sanctified from the beginning, not the one who holds it from 10th of Tishrei. According to him, no question at all. That's actually what really the Gemara ends up answering. That it's not happening through a Maisa, through a Tekiya on Yud Tishrei. It's happening by itself on Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, it's not considered Midatol Maisa. And that's what Tosfos wondering. He said, "What's the question? What's that? Even the Havamina." To ask this question, I have a Yevilis already know that Yevil is not totally in the Maisa. Kinnik says, Master, begin with the Gemara Be'echem Shvat. What are you telling me? The first is Shvat? That's Kibish Ame. Pirish Taisik's bit me. It's a wonder. How can you say that's the fourth Rosh Hashanah when that's like Bishame? Kinnik says, Master, begin with the Gemara Shleish Debi Hakol. You're right. We're saying three is according to all. The Echem Shvat is Machlaikis, and that's what we clarify in the Sefer that actually the first of Shvat is actually Machlaikis, which Taisik explains. Oh, this answer the Gemara, Le'im Tukma Kedib Shimon. That's not going like a B'Shimon. Because the Lesle Echab El. And Rashi also addresses this, that you actually wouldn't even have three coins to everyone. Because that would be including Echab El, and B'Shimon doesn't hold Echab El. Ela Kremia, Asir Rath, it would be like Kremia. But Taisi says, V'akata Tuch L'meim, the Nosav L'Ibli Tanu, but you still have to say that it's not going like just one Manda Omar. It would have to be, the Mishnah would still be having to go according to Tanu, until the Gon Le'im Tukma Kedib Shimon. Because for Golem, to be Shalosh Regalim, that the Rosh Hashanah is on Nisan for the order of the three Yom Tovim, that's not like Ramei, because he holds it only with one Yom Tov, so obviously that the Mishnah will still be going according to more than one Tana. Ketimek says Masa to begin with the Gemara, Lav Shekar Matzai. What is this Pasuk indicating about the gestation period of them and regarding Maisa Behemah? So Metagmin says, because the Targum in this Pasuk is Yalun Duchraya Ilu Ono, that the males are mounting and mating with the animals, and it's a euphemism. It's a clean way of saying that they were mating, which is the point of this pasuk. The way the Gemara is darshening. Now, according to the Pesach, like Amon, Rashi later on the Pirat Alfim at Aleph, he like Abba Hodam and Rabbi Shu Benisin Nevar Oilam. Regarding this, Rabbi Shu says that the world was created in Nisan. The Karmina, where we say the Boisapek in that time period, Zman Behim B'chaya. Which that meaning it's a Nisan, that's what we're discussing. That's why we're saying Nisan ears, Sivan, Thomas, of, and we're talking about that's close to the time of either Echad Be'el, Echad Be'Tishrei, which is Ma'aseh Behemah, according to these two Mandam in our Mishnah. That and he says the world was created in Nisan, that was Ma'aseh Behemah, B'chayv Shem Zavim, that's when the animals were mating. Oh, yeah, we're becoming the Pirishkin. Here, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi, he explains that this passage is talking about that they become pregnant and not that they're mating. Come, continue next taste the Master, begin with the Gemara Samach Lugam Yisur. Yeah, when it finishes the process, then you take the Maisa. Now, Tari says, Vamkav, the Tam Perak, the Maisa, although we actually say the first Perak of Maisa is the Mishnah Gemah Hatkuva Zesim, the grain, and the olives, the Mishav Yishlish. Actually, the Maisa is obligated when it's already a third, not when we're saying, like, on the Dura Masa, Tari says, Legomre, when you finish it. So Tari says, Makamakam, and Derek Lakhna, Lakashanik, Mudu Maisa. Ultimately, the norm is not to harvest it until, together until it's finished. And therefore, ultimately, the Maisa is only going to be, yeah, when you finish it, which is going to be by Tishrei, and not when it's just the third. Next time, Master, begin with the words of the Gemara, Ma Maisa Dagan, just like the typing of the grain, Rishon Shleit Tishrei, it's Rishon Tishrei, so to Maisa Behemah. Now, how do we know this fact that we're comparing Maisa Behemah to Maisa Dagan? Like we learned in the Perek of Beis Avon Malov, that when we said that Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Shleit Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Uli Rokis, the Hang of Maisa means for the typing, we see that's on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Kach Mefarsh Megillah, that's how the Gemara explains Daf Yud Beis and Aleph. Milu Mefarsh Menon, but ultimately, it doesn't say where the Mishnah knows it from. So it says, V'shem Enafkalam Enechsib Asit Asis Kotevot Zarecha Yitzah Asod Hashanah Hashanah. Maybe we know from the Pasuk that says that you should surely tithe all the grain of your seeds that come out Shana Shana every single year. Now, V'gam Hashanah Hashanah Metishrei. Learn out the word Shana from Tishrei. That's the Mereish. It's Hashanah, K'l Kamalik Avalei Shemitah. Just like we say on the Beis, we're going to Shemitah. When they say the word Shana without Chodesh, we learn from Tishrei, still two over here. But you just have another person you could say the time of the petition, the reason why it's in Tishri, is Kapir's Rashi Perek Beit Ksubis. The Rashi says Ksubis of Chafei Beralf. The Loi Nischai Yisrael B'Maisa, the Jews were not obligated Maisa Ches Chilim Nishmit until they started counting Nishmiti years. And Kain Maisa B'Shmit until Nishmit. So see, the term makes Maisa depend on Shmita. But Shmita with Tishri Shoshana. And Shmita, we said in the Mishnah, now we bring a source that starts on Rosh Chodesh Tishri. And therefore, that's how we know that Maisa is also on Rosh Chodesh Tishri. Between the next test Maisa, the beginning words of the Gemara, Rav Chizik Reb Zeir. Chizik holds like Reb Zeir, which is the Mukim Leila Masnitin. He learns the Mishnah differently. When it says Lashanim, it's not for this idea that we're saying for Shtaris that we have to ask, oh, what's Rav Chizik saying that we're going to say Allah in the Mishnah? It's Lutkufis. It tells that when we're calculating the seasons, that's from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. But then the question is, what like Tani Tishrei Shonim Malchim Masayim? So then according to that interpretation, why didn't it say? You tell me that Shonim doesn't mean Malchim Masayim for their stars. So why didn't the Tani say that as a Rosh Hashanah for the non-Jewish kings? Mishnah Dibu Masayim, like America said, because the Tani Mishnah wasn't talking about the non-Jewish kings, and was only talking about the Jewish kings. To next test, Masla, begin the words of the Gemara, that Kufa is for the seasons, Kirabalaza, we rule like Kirabalaza, Domin, that he says, Petition of Ma'ilim, that the world was created in Tishrei. Now, says Taisus, so therefore, Mainin, and we count, Ma'il Halavana, which is the new moon, that Kufa and the seasons, the solar year, Me'etim Petishrei, from the first of Tishrei, where's Rabbi Shul, Ma'ilim Nisan, he counts from Nisan, which, it says Taisus, Ve'yeshman Kusa Merubi, but there's a big difference between these two different opinions. But Masha Koy, the Minyan Shalzer, the Minyan Shalzer, Chat Yashana. For the fact that one, his counting starts a half a year before the other one, that's a huge ramification regarding starting the season of the Tkufais, which has a practical difference regarding when you say Chutz Laretz of Zin Talamata, which is 60 days after Tkufais Tishrei, and also regarding the Mailid, which this man of the Mailid of Rabbi Eliezer is going to be very different than the man of Rabbi Shua, because once you start the calculations, it keeps on going based on a calculation, as we'll see in this Tosis, and it makes a big difference when it started. This is an even of an involvement of the Tkufa of Nisan. They tell us that the Tkufa of Nisan only comes out only by the quarters of the day, either in 6 a.m., 12 p.m., 6 p.m., 12 a.m. It goes by the quarters of the day. So this halacha was bothering Taisus, which Shmuel says sounds like that he holds that the world was created in Nisan, because this is specifically if you hold that the Kufis Nisan was the beginning, which was by 6 p.m. and every single day it gets delayed a certain amount of time. It seemed to be like Rabbi Shua, because Rabbi Elazar holds that the world is created in Tishrei. So therefore, Tkufas Tishrei is going to be 1.25 days, and Tkufas Nisan is different. So it sounds like they were going like Rabbi Shua. That's what Taisus. Yeah, Hayim Shem Dalsam Kulik Rabbi Shua. That's because, and the significance of this is because the solar year is 365.25 days. If the first Tkufas Nisan was in the beginning of Wednesday night, which is when the luminaries were created. So then in the second year, it would be a quarter of a day later. And every single year, it's going to come out that's based on the luminaries, because that's when it was created. So that would make sense. But Tishrei wasn't at that exact point. So if you're saying it's always by the quarters, it sounds like you made a Nisan. And I was saying, we were like Rebbe Elazar. As Agamar said, like Kufis. So says Taisa, that's because over there in Avon, everyone was saying like Rabbi Shua. All the at the time of Bryce, I would say like we learned a Bryce like him. And therefore he said that halacha, but that's specifically according to Rabbi Shua. Now, because as Taisa explains, how we actually calculate, he goes through the different. He's starting with Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar, it goes that he who, as we're saying in our sugya, holds that world is created in Tishrei, what comes out is the B'chafe Ba'el Nevo Elam. It comes out that actually the 25th of El of the world was created. On Rabbi Shua comes the B'chafe Ba'adah and the 25th of Adah. Why? I know because the Kishnevra or the Meshishi, man was created on the 6th day of creation. Then we could assume that Kiddush HaChadosh, as Tazi can shortly explain. That's when he sanctified the moon. And because that's when man was created, and on that day he's going to do the mitzvahs, and he did the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. And that is what we know as Rosh Hashanah, as Rosh Chodesh, where he's sanctifying it. So therefore, that must mean that the world was created from 6 days, 5 days before that, because this was on the sixth day of creation. It says, this is the reason for those who, when they want to calculate the the seasons, and when they want to intercalate to make it into a leap year, so la'achashetzarfu kol hashoyis va'kafo, or some say the gears is not ha'kafo or kof, but actually with a tof, which is that after all the hours, and you have to also add, meaning you have to add an hour when you go through the whole cycle of 19 years, which is the cycle of how we calculate how many leap years are going in. There's also 485 chalakim that are in addition from the solar year and the lunar year, shakom achzarim of all the cycles. So what they do is shemesirim zat tarmab. Perish, what does that mean? So the zayin is zayin yamim, the tes is tesha shois, and the tafresh mem beis is chalakim. It's a certain amount of, well, there's 1,080 chalakim in the hour, and then we separate this 642 chalakim from the time which the moilid is from the tekufa. Why? Now, so that's like the regilim leimer. People customarily say that why are you taking away that amount of time that you're putting further back the moilid than it is from the tekufa? Shouldn't the sun and the moon, which were created together at the same time, be at the same time too? No, l'fisha isa levana nezufa, because the moon was scorned, l'idesha kitruka, because it prosecuted and says, how could there be two kings with one crown? How could there be both two big luminaries? And Hashem said, okay, make yourself small. And benaga neziva ba'atzman, therefore it acted scornfully towards itself. Zat tarmab, meaning it distanced itself behind this amount, like we said, of 7 days, 9 hours, and tafresh mem beis chalakim. Which I said, we don't find this reason anywhere that this should be the explanation. Elazar Tamra says, Taisis, this is the reason why they diminish this amount of time. Because someone who counts Tkufis or the Mailid Alavana from the creation of the world, Laiman Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't come Rosh Hashanah, Adyam Shishi until the sixth day of creation. Never admiration, which when admiration was created, which we alluded to before, that he was Makadosh the Chaydish on that day, which is Rosh Chaydish, which is Rosh Hashanah. Because in the ninth hour of the day, he was commanded not to eat from the Yitzhak Ask, the Amen Paragach, the Imam Nasak, the Masas, and ended up on the Chazma Beis. And therefore, we could presume that Ask Kiddush HaKadosh, he had all the mitzvahs, and therefore, at that same time, was when he sanctified the moon. Now, Mr. Kiddush HaKadosh. Now, for the fact that he sanctified the new month, therefore, it has to be that the actual Mailid, when it actually started, it was actually 6 hours before. Why? Because the Shishoi Mixes Siaro. They might tell us later on, the Chotam Mabez, that for 6 hours before the new moon, the moon is covered for those in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Adam that was created, if he saw it and he didn't recognize it, obviously, it already started 6 hours before. Now he's just being able to see it now. So the Nimzah comes out, Hamayla is a Ketina Mabez, Betchila Shot Tezvav. That must mean that it's the beginning of hour number 15 from the night of when actually Rosh Chodesh / Rosh Hashanah actually was. Dihi Shoshli, Shoshalyan. The third hour of the day, which if you count the 12 hours of the night, 3 hours of the day, that takes you into the 15th hour. Now, the simon and mnemonic to identify the time of the first mailid was Vid, Vav Yudal, Pirish. Why? What does that mean? The Yom Bob on day 6, which when Adam was created, the Soiv Shal Yadal, at the end of the 14th hour, like we said, it was about the 15th hour, that's when the Mailid was. Now, although actually the luminaries were actually created on Yom Dalad, but they only started primarily on day 6, on the third hour. Now, and Me'achar, Shulahayi Rosh Hashanah Ad Yom Bob, Shekidish Adam Arish Nachaydish. Now, since the Rosh Hashanah wasn't until day 6 when Adam Rishon was Makadosh the new month. Like we said, there must be that the world was actually created on 5 days before, on the 25th of Bel. Now, moreover, says Taisus, the year of desolation, which is actually the year that we count, meaning that was really, so to speak, the first year of Bryas Olam, which is, we actually count not the first year of creation, but we count from before. Why? Because one day in the year, the Gemara tells later on the Yud, it's considered like a whole year. Now, since the year starts on day six, on Aleph Tishrei, but the world was really created Chavayel, so you had at least one day from the Tayhu year before Adam was created, and then we count that as year number one. Oh, okay. So, and we have to, even though it wasn't even created then, but we have to count that whole year as if that was year number one. And that's how we have to calculate the Maila and Tkufas. So it says to you, Shadakdik al Maila Nisan Shaltayu. So you're going to analyze now. We're going to the Maila of Nisan, which never was, but it was, so to speak, the year of Tayhu, of emptiness. Shalavne Tishrei, Shal Yishuv, from before, 6 months before the Tishrei of the settled part of the world. Shabbai Nibra Adam, when man was already created. Tims is going to come out that Maila Nisan, that when was the Maila of Nisan in that year of Tayhu? Was Bervi on the day four, on the Wednesday, Betesha Shais in the ninth hour, and Tufresh remember this Chalakim in these 642 Chalakim, because the differentiation between one month and another one is Ib Tash Tzag, which stands for Aleph is one day, Yud Beis is 12 hours, and Tash Tzag is that of 796 chalakim. Now, if you double that by 6 months, so that's going to come out, because we're going backwards from Tishrei to the previous Nisan, it's going to come out that the gap is 9 days, 4 hours, and 438 chalakim. Now, when you take away 7 days, because that's a week, and you're going to come out, Shatatarach lahashlich beis dalid, Tof lamet ches la'achrav. What does that refer to? It's Beis Yamim, 2 days, Dal Shai is 4 hours, and Tof lamet ches chalakim, and 438 chalakim. Now, when you take away that Beis Dal Tof lamet ches from Vid, comes out that the Meilid of Nisan of the year of Toyu was, like we said, on day four, 9 hours, and 642 chalakim, like Taisa said. Now, now, if you went further back, another 6 months, so the Tishrei of the Toyu from before that, based on this calculation that we take away, Beis Dalet Tef Lamed Ches, from the Neil of Nisan, which was Dalet Tes Tof Resh Mem Beis, that then Shenimza comes out that Beis Hey Resh Dalet. In other words, on day two, on the fifth hour, and 204 Chalakim. And from there is when you start counting the time of the Meilid, according to the calculation of how much the months are, and then you double it again by Ib Tash Tzag for every single month. That's for the Meilid. Now, Lutkufa, for the seasons, Minisan Shal Tayhu Meilid. We count from the Nisan of the Tayhu year. Because, as the Gemara tells us in Avid Beis, for Tkufis, we actually would like to be sure that we count from Nisan. So I said Tkufa, which the season was, but Chilis L'Abon, the beginning of the fourth night, meaning the beginning of Wednesday night. Memphis, it comes out Tkufis Tishrei, Shal Yishuv Shal Achrav. So if you go forward now, you have to start from the Nisan before, but if you go forward to the Tkufa of Tishrei, of when the world was finally settled, after that, it's going to come out Biyayim Dalid on the Wednesday, Tesvav Shois, and 15 hours. Come in, the Pergates, gets them up, and like the Gemara says in Erev Nef, Nundvav Me'alv, in Ben Tkufa to Tkufa, between every Tkufa is Ela Tishrei Me'echad, Yoyim, there's 91 days, B'zayin Shois Me'echad, and 7.5 hours. And between two Tkufa, 182 days, and 15 hours. And that's what you take away, if you take away the full days, which is exactly 26 weeks, so then it comes out the state tkufis, that the difference between the, when you have two tkufis, is tes v'shois, it's 15 hours. It comes out the tkufis tishrei, which is two tkufis after that, was yom dalet at the end of the 15th hour. Now, since the middle of tishrei was on day six, in the 14th hour, from then it comes out, the kodmet tkufis tishrei, that the season of tishrei, came before the Meilid, Aleph Chav Gimel. Perish, what does that mean to say? Yom Echad, one day, and Chav Gimel Shoyes, 23 hours. That is that the solar year started one day and 23 hours before the Meilad, which is when you start counting Levon. So when the Mitzvah comes out, the Kodma Tkuvas Nisan is a Meilad, that the Tkuvas Nisan came before the Meilad, Zion test Tofresh Mem Beis, which that since you take Dal Chatzi and the Gears of Shana, you take away half a year, Idefes Hatkufa ala Meilad, the Tkuvah is more than the Meilad, by Hey Yud Beis, Tofresh Mem Beis, Pierce, what does that mean? Hey Yom, 5 days, Yud Shoyes is 10 hours, Tofresh Mem Beis Chalakim, 642 Chalakim, like we explained, where that the solar year is more than the lunar year by Yud Chafal Afresh Dalad. And when you divide into half a year, it comes out to half of that, which is Hey Yud Tofresh Mem Beis. Now, when you calculate the time of the Meilad of Nisan, of Tayu, the calculation of a half a year after that from Tishrei of Tayu, and also the Tkufas of Nisan of Tayu, which are half a year behind that of Tishrei of Tayu, comes out that the Tkufa of Nisan came before the Meilad of Nisan with Hey Yud Tafresh Mem Beis. Now, because the Tzar of Hey Yud Tafresh Mem Beis, when you combine this Hey, the 5 days, 10 hours, and 642 Chalakim, which the Tkufa of Nisan came before the Meilad, Im Aleph Chav Gimel, which is that the Tkufa of Tishrei came before the Meilad of Tishrei, Eila comes out to be Zion test Tafresh Mem Beis, 7 days, 9 hours, and 642 Chalakim. Now, sorry. So, therefore, this is where this number that we had mentioned in the beginning of Taisus has that the moon is behind that of the sun. Moreover, Taisus contains it by action. Noigin limnes mitishes shall tell you shnais oilim ki the progression. Now, actually, the custom today is that we count from the Tishrei of Tayu the years of the world. And the reason for that is, the Yemechel B'Shonu Chas V'Shonu, because he said one day in the year is really like a year, so you start from the year of Tayu. And the Tkufis Nisan Mainin, and the from the seasons of Nisan we count, and Meilad Tishrei is Beis Hei Reish Dalad, meaning for the Meilad we count from the Meilad of Tishrei, which is Hei Reish Dalad, and therefore for the Kukum Lhasa Zayin Test Tofresh Mem Beis, and this explains, like we said, that you have to remove the Zayin Test Tofresh Mem Beis, that even if you want to count, so if you know the Tkufa, you have to count all the cycles, and you have to add on an hour and 485 chalakim, which the solar year is after the lunar year, but still, since in the year of Tayu, the sun was before the moon, so it comes out that it's not so delayed, and again, you have to diminish this Zion test, Tafresh Mem Beis, the 7 days, 9 hours, and 642 chalakim, so that you know exactly the time of the tekufa. Now, but Taisus ends up by saying, "Vadavet Tameh Hu B'Ma Nechel Kodeh B'Lechem Shur." It's really a wonder. With what are they disagreeing about? Why? Because the Tanya Lekam Alvin, the Brisa later, Nabi Beizam and Alv Ma'in L'Tkufa Minisan. So Tkufa we count from Nisan. But my love this, or the Gersa says L'Mabul, you count me Tishrei. Now, so I'm saying, so you see that there is a machlekes between them. But says Taisus, "V'La Hoyu Choyl Mavahar Dava." But they could verify this thing. When was the true Nailin? Why? Because the Chav Dal Shoyes Mechsisiara Ben Chad Talatika. There's always a 24-hour period that, from together with the old moon and the new moon, that the Levon is hidden. Kedisa B'Sod Perikam the Erech like the Gemara says the first being Erech Am Tesem Beis. Now, Mehim Archikem Hamoilad Zemizeh. That creates a distance of the middle one from the other. Beis Dalad Tav Lamet Ches. That of, I mean, based on what Tosis had said, that the Meilad of the Torah of Tishrei, according to Rabbi Elazar, is where you count from, which was Hei Reish Dalad, and the Meilad of Nisan of Tayu was by Dalad Tes Tafresh Mem Beis, and the Meilad of Tishrei Bris Olam was Vid. According to Yeshua, that holds that Nisan the world was created, so you have to say that in Nisan the world was created, the Meilad was Vid. For that reason, that's when Adam Rishon was Mekadosh HaChadosh. So it comes out that the counting of Reb Lezer was before that of the counting of Yeshua by Beis Dalet Tav Lamed Ches. Now, then to face it, the Kulei Hayin Rolei. This is not appropriate to make such a big error to differentiate when was the Meilad, because the Echid to Bishne Yom. How could you make this mistake of 2 days, which we're saying it comes out that the differential between Reb Lezer and Yeshua, which when you count from, if only 24 hours is it hidden? So how could we have this gap as we're saying of Beis Dalat Tef Lamed Ches, which is the Harchaka of the Meilev, based on Tosafot calculations of Rabbi Elazar Bishua, when you could just check and see, and you'll know not more than a 24-hour gap. How could it be such a big gap? You should be able to discern which one's the Meilev. The Tosafot does not answer that question. How do we understand that Machlokes?